Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger.
Hello.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
One day until Friday. The weekend is coming.
The end of the week is so sweet.
You know,
isn't
if
it?
You hear our dumb voices on this day,
yes,
the weekend is coming.
The weekend is coming.
It's on its way.
I kind of like that.
Me
the
too.
Weekend is coming.
I also enjoy it.
Maybe that should be a thing.
The weekend is coming.
A Killing Time thing.
Yes.
Could be.
If you are watching us on Patreon, you will notice that Alexis and I are wearing matching merch. The First Degree Cosmic Shuffling of the Deck sweatshirts, which I think we might have a few left on our merch store. And I think that they're on sale right now.
I can't confirm. I was just at the merch warehouse and I saw them. And
you
I was
saw
like,
some?
I might
did?
Like to
I
steal
want...
one.
What else do we have? Do we have any hoodies? I want more, to be honest.
I know. Well, we're going to make some more merch. But if you want some First Degree merch right now on the cheap, then go to our merch store by going to thefirstdegreepodcast.com, obviously clicking on merch. And we also have a new website.
We have a new website.
God, we have so many new things going on. It's crazy.
We kind of did like a quiet rebrand.
We
have
did do
we
a rebrand.
Discussed publicly the new photo of you two?
No.
Oh my God.
Matt posted it. So everyone listening, Matt didn't have Instagram for the entire time I've dated him until like last week.
Yeah.
Which is kind of endearing and amazing, especially when you're dating someone new. You're like, they're not going to be like hitting like on those thoughts all over the internet.
Yeah.
So I was super into that, but now he has it and I'm confused about how to feel about it. But he did post us yesterday. It was like, thrilled to shoot these true crime queens or whatever it is he said.
Aww.
So Matt shot our photo, but Jack was really the creative director. She came up with the red vibe, which I really thought worked.
It's so good.
Well, no other podcast thumbnail looks like that.
No, the red on red is just like,
it was a mood.
Yeah, because we wanted to do a color because true crime is so dark and dreary that we're like, how can we incorporate a color but also have it be on brand?
Yeah.
And red was just great. Everybody was saying that you looked like Britney Spears.
Ooh, and that's, but I will say that is the video, the Oops, I Did It Again, that gave me body dysmorphia. So it really is a full circle moment.
Okay.
Perfect. Love
and
that.
Here
well,
I am.
Was like, why doesn't my hair look like that? Why doesn't my body look like that? And now I know it's because Britney had hair extensions, as do I.
And an eating disorder.
But like, that's why no one's hair looks like that.
Yeah.
Like in our photo, not always, but in our photo, I have clip in extensions in.
Yeah.
And that's why my hair looks like that.
Yeah.
Like Brittany, I met you there.
It looks perfect.
Well,
but I didn't
seems
know
like
it was
I opened
fake
up a
when
big,
I was little.
Seems like I opened up a big can of worms here, but I was just trying to say
no.
You both look beautiful
Thank
in the
you.
New
no,
picture.
Jared, that
and
was
Matt did a great
super
job.
Super sweet. But I also want to say it's like a lot of it's like makeup and retouching and
no, of course.
Shit.
Smoke and mirrors always.
Always.
I mean, you obviously see our faces now. It's a big difference.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
We is who he is.
That's right.
Any other housekeeping? Oh, yeah. Just join our Patreon if you haven't joined it. Video content. All of our multi-parters are going there at once. If you are a bingy type of person, you can listen to hours upon hours of a story. And then every single week, we have a bonus full-length true crime episode for your
balls. We got video. Come look at our
dumb
faces.
We've got about like an hour-long episode for you every week, and we've already done about 50, so there's a ton to binge, and you're going to get all the multi-parters, like Jack said.
Lots
right
of shit.
Away.
And
video.
Yes. And we're still in our LISC...
Heavy Metal Project.
Heavy Metal Project.
Initiative. So you also get, if you've been following that, I hope you have by this point, because we're going to be several weeks in at this point, but all the necklaces that go up for sale, which coincide with the release of our Friday special LISC episodes on each victim, everybody in the Patreon gets a 24-hour head start if you want one of these necklaces, because they're limited drops.
Yeah.
So Patreon gets 24 hours before anyone else to get those. And there's, you know, they sell out pretty quick.
I think that's it for the
100% of net profits go to Swap.
Yes.
There it is.
Should we get into the day?
Yeah.
Today is June 22nd. I'm pretty sure it's the summer solstice, I think.
Close to it.
We love a confident host.
Or me, it might have been on the 20th. I remember seeing it, but
it's right around here.
We are near the summer solstice.
We're in the folds of the summer solstice.
It's somewhere around
us. Is it hot out.
It might be today or a couple days ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyways, things I know for sure. 1847, the donut was invented.
Donut?
Now, I only saw this on one publication, and then I tried to verify and corroborate my findings, and I couldn't find it anywhere else. But apparently this one dude that worked at some like bread cake bakery or something put a hole into one of his pastries and called it a donut. And that was that.
Wow.
I think.
You seem really committed to the storyline.
I was going to add more, but there's so many other things
honestly,
to go through.
Honestly, who cares? Go on.
Here's some more factual things. 1954, Rolaids trademark was registered.
The tummy thing?
Rolaids.
Yeah, Rolaids.
Like Tums.
Yeah.
Yeah. Antacid Rolaids.
Something that registered. As you get into your 30s, you start to realize.
Oh my God.
Would have seen a need for these in my 20s, but holy moly.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
We were just talking about
I
our
literally
heartburn.
Was like, I have acid reflux, Jared. Should I be drinking the champagne? And he's like, no. Yeah. And I'm like, cool.
No, it's just
I'm
like the drink worst it. Thing
you know,
to do.
It's always when I get acid reflux when I want champagne the most.
Yes, or anything. Like, you want like a Paloma. You want some like grapefruit, tequila. Like, you want a really amazing thing. And you're like, I can't. I should probably have a sparkling water.
But then you just do it anyways.
Yeah.
Just pop a
Tums,
Pepcid.
Or several.
Yeah. 1959, the Hollywood Walk of Fame was officially dedicated.
Amazing.
And then there were a lot of good movies that were released on June 22nd. First, my favorite movie of all time, Grease.
Is that your favorite movie of all time?
All time.
It's okay. Not mine.
Number one favorite movie, Grease, was released in 1978. I know every single word. I do not... My like big red flag is I do not remember movie quotes, even movies that I've seen a million times, but I can tell you Grease from start to finish every single word.
Wow.
It is.
How many times have you seen it?
Hundreds.
That's like me with the Flintstones movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The Grease. One with John Goodman.
Yeah.
Grease is a whack movie. It's a musical.
Jared hates musicals.
What?
I am
anti. Grease is a classic, and the soundtrack is literally unbeatable.
I'm sorry. Harry Winkler.
Henry Winkler.
My favorite actor, Henry Winkler, is an American treasure.
My favorite actor, Harry Winkler.
Harry Winkle. Those are interchangeable.
Wait, is he in Grease?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
it's John
Travolta.
That's Happy Days.
I'm pretty
sorry,
sure he's
I was talking
Grease.
About Happy Days.
Oh, dude.
Which is a show.
Never mind. Can we cut this out?
Nope. Staying in.
so yeah. Good.
Okay, but John Travolta and Harry Winkler.
I will say this.
They've got some similarities.
I will say this.
John Travolta and Henry Winkler literally have no similarities.
Is it Henry or Harry?
It's Henry.
That's both, what I said.
Okay. I will say, both handsome in their prime.
Henry Winkler was handsome?
He's the Fonz.
Henry Winkler was amazing in Scream when he got killed as the principal.
Well, we're watching Barry right now, and he is fantastic in Barry.
I told you to watch Barry. Do you love it?
Dude, it's so good.
I love it. I mean, I don't love it. I like
Barry's
it
Barry's one of the best... I'm so glad you're watching it. Yeah. I knew you would like it.
It's great. We're almost
I don't
up.
Love it. Like, it's come not on, the on. Hype that everybody says, but
yeah,
like, I think
is.
It's
good. It is for me. I think
I
just,
love it.
It's just not my kind of
she's
show.
Just on her phone half the time. She doesn't get
no,
it.
No, I actually literally pay attention to every single thing that's happening.
I do
she's explain, hanging on every word, Jared.
I do explain an entire episode to her after.
Let's go on to the next.
Anyways, the next thing, Ghostbusters, 1984 was
who are
you
released. Gonna call?
And then also, 1996, the first installment of Crash Bandicoot.
Damn!
Yep.
Not
a
familiar.
Throwback. Not familiar.
Video game.
PlayStation,
so good.
It was their first platform. Like, it's what they launched their console on. It was like their Mario.
Cool.
Fantastic game. Still stays fantastic. It's
love
a
that.
Phenomenal game.
It's so good. And then 2001, Jared, Fast and Furious.
Let's fucking go, dude.
Have you guys seen the new Fast and Furious, the red carpet walks? I saw Vin Diesel wearing the most unexpected.
What?
He was wearing like a boxy collared shirt with flames all over it.
Oh my God. On the red carpet. Yes.
And there was a whole thing about like, wow, the new Fast and Furious red carpet release. It's like everyone was super casual and they look kind of trashy in a cool way.
But like, that's what you need to be for Fast and Furious.
Michelle Rodriguez was there. She was like, kind of cat. She was. It was very like Ed Hardy.
Is it like 2000s? Like when people would wear jeans over a carpet.
So they're doing like a throwback of Fast and Furious.
I don't think they meant to.
It just was.
But it all started as like backyard barbecue, like friends hanging out, stealing
Vin
stuff.
Vin Diesel
off of-
was wearing like baggy jeans and like a boxy Dickies shirt.
I like
like. It was black with red flames on it. That's what he wore on the carpet.
That is old school.
And you know what?
Dom
We're
going
to show that in this video.
Are we?
I'm going to send it to you.
You're going to give me more work now.
No, if I send it to you.
I'm just kidding.
Do you want the crow geek away from last week?
Okay. Anyways, those were all the fucking amazing movies that were released. And then also what happened on June 22nd, lot of random world records were made. So in 2013, Matt BB Gun Krause set the world record for watermelon seed spitting by launching a seed an astonishing distance of 75 feet, 2 inches.
Out of his mouth?
75 feet spit a watermelon seed out of his mouth.
I want to know like what his strategy is.
And like what
is it as a tongue thrust? Is it like just air?
He
might just be like putting air behind.
But that requires so much air. 75 feet is so far.
I am 100% confident I could do that.
He probably also whips his body. He probably whips his body, does air, and uses a tongue. And it all has to be harmonious
I could literally get a watermelon seed 2 feet.
I could get it across the room.
It's just kinetic energy. It's simple. It's physics.
I wonder if they let him run and jump and spit. I should have looked up a video.
I bet you they let him get as much momentum, but then there's like a line. Like you can't go over
this line.
Once
it leaves the mouth, then that's when you start.
Like running would be a bad play. Because then you have anti-wind resistance against you when you launch.
Let's consult a physicist.
I need to find the video and then I'll see.
If any of you firsties are physicists out there, please let us know.
Yes.
How this was achievable.
Okay. In 2013. Same year, same day, actually. Yep. While this fucking dude was spitting a watermelon seed, the most trees were planted in 24 hours by a team of 300 people, 847,275 trees.
Thousand?
Yes.
In 24 hours?
Yes, in Pakistan.
Is it just with seeds?
I'm assuming.
Because like
you can drop a bunch of seeds.
Yeah, I could do that.
No, it was probably like little planted trees, but 300 people
they
doing 900,000 trees. That's 300,000
900,000 trees.
Maybe they
must have
hired
machines.
This guy and he just spit them all over the place.
That's so valid.
That's actually a fucking good idea.
It's a great idea.
Dude, that's so funny, but
not
what's happened on
idea.
The same day. Okay, and then in 2022, park officials in Buffalo, New York reclaimed. So they had the Guinness World Record, lost it, reclaimed it by assembling a line of 4,280 plastic garden flamingos. So
for no reason, just like, here we go.
I think that was just the thing that they were doing.
Were they Florida? Because that's the only place
It was in Buffalo, New York.
I love it because the crazy thing about
aren't
humans.
Aren't even flamingos there?
No,
plastic flamingos.
I know, but like it doesn't make sense in Buffalo, New York.
I don't know what it was for.
The crazy thing about humans is like sometimes they'll do something and they'd be like, why are you doing that? And they'd be like, because this is what I'm doing.
Well, so here's.
Like it makes no
it's
sense.
Cause.
No,
yeah,
it's
just
because. Well, a spoiler alert. True Crime Rewind is going to be visiting some of these crazy Guinness World Records, and every single one of them is like, why are you doing this?
I think we should do it. We should try to beat one.
You just got to think of something really weird.
We should go in, but can you add a new one to the record?
I'm assuming, yeah. They're all, I mean, who instated this longest watermelon seed spitting, you know?
We could probably win an award for the most half-known facts ever stated on a podcast.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Half-assed looked up facts with literally no backing.
Facts.
The most facts that were just learned and then broadcast.
And, like, we don't know how to elaborate on them at all.
The donut invention was it's peak, not
we're
peak half-assed
we're
fact.
We're going to elaborate on that next episode.
Yeah,
we'll look into it.
We'll be back.
All right. Well, we're going to get into some world records later. They're also half-assed looked up. But before then, we've got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session. All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
Welcome to On the Stand. Every week we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We either love it, we hate it, we talk about it, we vote on it. If it's
we
guilty
disgrace
or not
it.
Guilty, disgrace it or praise it,
yeah,
or whatever. Bring it to you lovely listeners. You vote if it's guilty or not guilty. We have a listener base on the stand usually every week.
We sure do. You want to start with
should
that?
Should we start with that?
Yeah, but before you do that, I feel like I should probably let the good people know.
Oh, well, Jared.
If you've got something that you want to talk about on this podcast, you want to air your grievance, you want to say something's guilty or not guilty, the phone number for that is going to be 818-446-6889. Call that number. If you have a worstie, you can leave it there. Worst thing you've ever done, or
leave everything there.
Exactly. Or on the stand.
Whatever or just a rambling.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
But I think we're about to hear whatever from somebody who has already done that.
We are. So let's get started.
Hi. So my name is Lauren, and I was calling because I would like to put something on the stand. I actually just got hate for this today, and I think that this is okay to do. So I would want to put on the stand wearing the colors black and brown together. I do not see an issue with it. I think that it can look really cute together, but some people feel really strongly about this. So I personally think that it is not guilty, but like I said, I got hate for this today. So I would like to believe that I'm just a trendsetter apparently. So anyways, thank you. Bye.
I have an opinion on this.
You okay. do, because you were just wearing black
and brown. I just did this.
Brown.
So my band just did a photo shoot. We're getting ready for the record. And I was told that these pictures were going to be in black and white. So I found this.
So brown is black.
Yeah. So I found a really great pair of, they're like, they call them the, they're like rancher pants from like Wrangler. And
Jared's starting to dress like a cowboy a little bit.
They're kind
oh
of
my God, call Matt. He's yeah, so good at this.
They're kind of like flared a little bit. They're really cool, but they have a pleat down the like it's cool. They're really cool.
Yeah, it's a little it's like a boot cut pleated.
Love.
It's a good
trousery
look.
Jean.
Yeah. So anyways, I was in a rush to get these pants for the photo shoot and all they had were brown. So I got them. I was like, it's black and white. Some of these pictures were treated not in black and white. I didn't know that was gonna happen, and we got some of them back.
You can fix it in post.
So I'm wearing like a black top. I have these brown pants on and then like black shoes. And it doesn't look bad. I was kind of shocked looking at it because we kind of like aged the film a little bit and kind of treated it. But yeah. I realized I was like, this isn't off the table. Like, and I thought it was, and it looked pretty good. So I think I'm leaning towards not guilty with this. I don't know.
I mean, I'm definitely not a black brown wearer together, because if I'm wearing black, I'm like leaning into the goth. Like I am doing all black clothing.
You're
maybe
not like
a pop of color.
You're not like an earthy goth. You just want all
I'm
black.
Not an earthy goth. I'm a gothy goth.
Because
you have to go hard. If with the blonde hair and the spray tan, it's like I got to go hard into the goth.
You got to go in one direction.
Yes,
or
one
other.
Direction only. So it's not personally for me, but I do see it done well, and I appreciate it. I just think it requires a little bit more thought to like mix the two together, especially dark brown.
Yeah, I'm going to say I do this a lot. I have like a couple pairs of brown pants, and I always wear it with like a black crop top or a big black long blazer. Like I
you know
love
what?
Black and brown.
You at the Ren Fair had
I was
a
black
brown
and brown
coat
yes.
with a black.
Yes.
And you looked great.
Yeah, I have no problem with this at all. I do like brown and white and brown and cream and brown and brown.
Yeah, I usually either lean like earthy.
But I do it all the time and I have no issue with it. And I think all that matters is like your personal style, well, because you can wear black and brown and it can really suck if your taste sucks. But if you're doing it well thought out and it's working and it's working.
If you're wearing something cool. And you're committed and you look committed, you can do
that's
anything.
All, that's
well,
all.
Yeah, that's the thing. And also like there are no rules. What is the whole like you can't wear white after Labor Day? Like
who
fuck
cares
that.
About that?
Wear whatever makes you feel comfortable.
At
wear
any
what
time.
Makes you happy. Nobody gives a fuck. Anybody that's going to judge somebody else on their style or their outfit is disgusting and insecure.
Well, that means they hate their own clothes.
Exactly.
Because no one who feels good about themselves would do that.
Got
no,
him.
Absolutely no.
You just got him.
Dunked
on him. You got him.
Fuck yep. you, person who
yep.
just talked
Let
shit
me do
on
my
our
thing.
Lovely firsties outfit choice.
You know what? Not guilty.
Not guilty.
You say, this is how I'm doing it.
This is how I'm doing it.
Gavel hit.
Little foxy Shazam, Jared.
This is how I'm doing it.
I love it.
Who's next?
I always go first. Somebody else go first.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to, again, use an anecdote to explain myself.
Mm.
So I go on my little daily walks and I use my little noise canceling Apple headphones. Mm-hmm. And unless there's caveat, this doesn't apply to old people or children.
Okay.
But if I have headphones in, don't talk to me.
Why That's are you it. Excusing children?
Because if a child is lost.
Oh, well, or if lost. A child,
but I'm saying, like, if I'm in the world and a child stops me with a question.
Yeah.
This does not apply to them. And if I'm in the world and an old person stops me, this does not apply to them.
So for all of you children listening, you can approach Alexis anytime. She will help you.
This irritation does
not. I don't know if I'd have the caveat
for children. This irritation does not transfer to that. Because, of course, if a child has a question,
we're talking able adults.
What if the question is like, are you stupid?
Can you pick your nose with your toe?
I'd be like, I just put the AirPod back in. Yeah. But I've been stopped recently on my little walks, and I have to go down Hollywood Boulevard. It's a whole fucking thing to go to Barnesdale Park.
Yeah.
And people stop me, and it looks very dire. And it's like, you have a beautiful smile. And I'm like,
oh, gross.
Then back in, so angry, and keep going. It's like, AirPods mean don't fucking talk unless it's an emergency.
Got him.
That's where I'm at with that.
Yeah. I think that is the universal sign of don't fucking talk to me.
Here's my thing, and this is new for me, but I always forget that people can't always see when I'm wearing my AirPods.
Yeah. You just have to make sure your hair is down. See, I always have a ponytail when I'm like an exercise walk.
Well, that's when I do have it up, but normally I don't like to put it up because, you know, what a general head shape or whatnot. But if my hair's down, I forget that it's down, and then I probably look crazy to people because, like, either I'm taking a call or, like, I'm jamming and just
making weird faces.
Yeah, so I just forget about it. But, like, in your case, like, I think what you're saying is if someone can clearly see that you have any sort of headphone in, just fuck off.
Well, and then they talk to me, and I was like, what? And it stops my thing, and they're like, some bullshit. And I was like, okay, so you're just trying to fuck with me.
Yeah.
Cool.
My favorite thing to do, though, this is a power move, is what you just did. When you take the earbud out and then you say what, it's like, this better
be good.
No, it's
this
like it's very karate kick. Yeah. It's very obvious that I have these in so I don't have to talk to you.
Yeah. Or I'm just
and
doing
because
my
you're
thing.
A perfect stranger, and I'm on a mission. Like, I have a very deliberate take notice walk when I'm on my afternoon walk. Like, it looks like I'm out for a reason.
Yeah.
I'm not loitering, trying to have conversations with strange men on Hollywood Boulevard. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. Stopping people to talk with idle conversation or small talk for no good reason when they have AirPods in.
I mean, this is the reason why the second that I get into my Uber going to the airport, they're in.
Oh, you do the Uber AirPods.
I mean, I'm always putting an AirPod in when I'm in the Uber because I never want to talk to my Uber driver. But like the airport, there's always people fucking trying to talk to you. So I'm like, AirPods in, don't speak to me. Get out of my face.
I want to do that, but I'm always like, how's your day going?
Oh my God.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate small talk.
I just get so uncomfortable. I'm like, I have to say something.
No,
sometimes.
I do that too sometimes, but
I don't do it.
Like, so you do this a lot? Do you give a lot of rides to people?
How long have you been an Uber driver for?
Is this, you normally go about 45?
Oh, goodness.
All right. Well, I'm saying guilty.
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 Okay. I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been, well, I think we all know that there are a million true crime podcasts out there.
Sure.
But there are a lot of shitty true crime podcasts out there. Uh-huh. So I'm always on the hunt for like a new one, especially like a new multi-parter, like 6 to 10 episode kind of podcast to binge. So I've been trying a lot of them out. And what I have noticed is almost every single one of them that it's in the top 10 new podcasts, they're all fucking subscription podcasts. They'll give you one episode or two episodes. They'll suck you in and then you have to pay.
And they're still at the top? How does that work?
I don't know how long they stay at the top because there's always something new. But I'm putting subscription podcasts on the stand. Now, this is different than like if you're watching Patreon. Us on Patreon because all of our like firsties that are in our Patreon, they're obviously fans of the podcast. They've listened to hundreds of our free episodes and have decided that like I like this podcast and I like these ladies and Ginger so much that like I am going to support them monetarily and like get bonus content for it. But like, I don't even know if your fucking story is good. I listened to one episode and now I'm supposed to pay for the rest of the episodes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. And it is totally different, right? Like, it's like for us, if you want to contribute and like try to like help fund the podcast and stuff. You can do that, and you can like Patreon's huge for
and
us.
What they're doing is funding the Patreon episodes. Yeah. Because like it's not easy work.
Well, no, yeah. And it costs money to
do it. Yeah.
But like if you don't want to do that, it's all good. And we have plenty of stuff that's
you'll still get your
facing.
Free stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we never put our traditional First Degree podcast behind a paywall.
No way.
Never. But that's the thing. It's like all of these, especially all these like multi-parter stories, you get one episode, maybe two, and then you have to pay for the rest of the story. And I'm like, this doesn't work. And
you know
I'm not going to pay for fucking any of that.
I'm going back to Lex's earbud thing. It better be good.
Yeah.
Like, for whatever reason you're doing this, it better be good.
Look, like, what if the story sucks? And I don't even know how much they cost. I don't even know.
I just wonder why they're doing that. Because
everybody is doing it.
Really?
Everybody is doing it with like multi-parter stories. You could look probably in the top 10. Any multi-parter true crime podcast is behind a paywall.
Wow.
It's like, can we not?
Like, but is it like monthly or do you just pay once to get the whole thing?
I think you just pay once for the whole story.
Wow.
I'm not into it because it's like every single one. I've listened to the first two episodes of so many different true crime podcasts. And
like, I'm not paying for the rest.
I think one of the magic behind podcasts in general is just the accessibility.
Yeah, I agree.
The ability to just be like, this is the thing I like and I depend on this thing and I'm going back to it. Or whether it's a genre or a specific show, like it's such a big part of people's lives now. And like, the thing I really hated, I'll tie it to like when I got rid of DirecTV and started going to streaming. It was like at that moment it felt freeing, but then over time it just became this sort of like money grubbing. Like it became a thing where now everything that I want to watch is on all these different platforms. And
yeah, I'm like I have to pay per podcast.
It's like I just feel like the spirit of podcasting and the long form
was free. It's like yeah. It's free. It was like radio. It was like a more controlled radio,
and it should be free. Like that's just. That's why we have ads to be able to fund our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, it really ground my gears.
Okay, I'm with you. Guilty.
Yeah, guilty.
I am also grinded.
Okay.
Guilty.
What's your on the stand?
My on the stand this week, I'm going back to the festival thing again because it's just on my mind. Jack and I were at a festival that my band played at, and they in the VIP section, they had pools that people could go in. Okay.
Yeah. Big or small?
A pool for the public. There were about three pools that had been recently. So
we need to backtrack. This festival, it was the Hangout
in Alabama.
What we talked about last week on the beach. You're either on the sand or you're on grass. Like it is literally on the beach.
So
in the VIP section, there is either a man-made pool for the festival or the pool existed just on the concrete and they like built the festival around it.
Cool.
I cannot imagine that these pools are there year-round. I think what happened was they had dug a couple holes and dropped in some plexiglass like pools, filled them with water.
For only the festival?
I believe so. I don't know 100%, but I can't imagine they were there year-round. But here's...
Were they filtered?
We don't know.
I don't know. I don't have all the info. All I know is there were three man-made small bodies of water.
With so many drunk, disgusting people in them.
Drunk, sweaty people in them. So I'm putting them on the stand because I feel like a public pool in general is a bit of a dice roll.
Yes.
Especially at a festival.
This is when I was belligerent and doing drugs.
Probably people on drugs, losing control of their body function. Like, I don't know what's going on in these things. And to be fair, I'm really hot. It's humid out. We're in Alabama.
Like, I'd like to get in that pool.
I would love to jump in.
But I can't trust it.
Well, they also had like what was it? Super VIP section.
Yeah.
That they had hot tubs. Mind you, it was like 90 degrees outside.
But they did have
hot tubs.
So they
had hot tubs for all these people to like, but they were with their own people that they knew. So at least they knew.
Aren't on the stand. It's the
pool.
Dig a hole, drop a pool in.
So what is exactly? Just man-made temporary pools.
I'm putting public pools at any sort of festival.
Very niche.
Man-made public pool.
I'm putting an unexpected man-made pool at a festival on the stand. We don't need it there.
I agree. Unexpected part. It was unexpected.
You didn't ask for it, nor did they promise it, but it was there.
I've been to many festivals and not one have included a public pool.
You know what I thought of when I saw it? Pools in unexpected locations. There's a baseball stadium in Phoenix, Arizona. And in right field, there is a pool where there's just people swimming in a pool.
Yeah, that's weird.
And like, so if someone hits a home run, it can like go right into the pool.
Goodness.
We don't need that pool there.
No.
Let's put some seats over there.
I'm going to say guilty.
Guilty.
It's gross.
You're not wrong.
I don't want to go in there.
No.
Although I did want to go in there, but I couldn't because it's gross. So.
You're not wrong, Jer.
Guilty. Those pools are guilty.
Guilty.
All right. When we come back, we're going through some weird ass Guinness World Records.
Woohoo!
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From eight sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and The RealReal makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For The RealReal, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on TheRealReal.com using code FIRST. That's TheRealReal.com using the code FIRST.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, welcome back to True Crime Rewind. We are going through some of the weirdest Guinness World Records that I could find.
I love this.
They're bizarre. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Longest attack of the hiccups. Now, this is my personal nightmare because having the hiccups is literally the worst feeling in the entire world.
It's terrible. You feel really unsexy.
You just feel unhinged.
There's no art of seduction when you have the hiccups.
No.
So, Charles Osborne started hiccuping in 1922 while attempting to weigh a hog before slaughtering it.
That's
weird
terrible.
Timing.
That's always when I get him.
He was unable to find a cure, but led a normal life in which he had two wives and fathered eight children. He continued until a morning in February of 1990. Okay, it started in 1922, lasted until 1990, and then randomly stopped.
So this man was a polygamous hog slaughterer with hiccups?
Yes.
The hiccups are the part we're focusing on.
Hiccup is the spasm of the diaphragm.
It is.
And I do believe that they could have found, had he gone to a doctor, I'm sure they would have been able
figured out some kind of cure.
Like, been able to subdue the diaphragm.
But you've heard these stories, and they might be urban legends, about people who have hiccups for like 8 years.
No, this guy had it for like 75 years.
That's way too long.
Even when he slept?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, half facts.
Interesting.
Welcome to the Half Facts podcast.
I literally have those three bullet points and that's all I know.
That's enough.
I like it. It's enough.
On to the next.
It is enough, but that's fucking crazy to have hiccups for that long.
That's way too long.
Next, most feet and armpits sniffed.
Ew, who would want to win this record?
Madeline Albrecht was an employee of Hilltop Research Laboratories in Cincinnati, Ohio, a testing lab for products for Dr. Scholl.
Oh.
She worked there for 15 years and had to smell literally thousands of feet and armpits during her career. She has sniffed approximately 5,600 feet and an indeterminate number of armpits.
Quick question. Does it count if you got paid for it?
Yeah, see, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. This was your job. You were a professional sniffer.
I think it does count. Okay. I don't think that undermines the amount of
the
armpits.
The act still took place.
I believe that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, all you have to do is submit.
I mean,
yourself.
Who has time to do shit for free, though, to be honest?
Yeah,
I mean,
a hobby?
We've all got bills to pay.
Exactly.
If it's not your full-time job, how are you going to sniff that many armpits?
If I'm getting into that book, it's going to be for something I got paid for.
That's right.
For sure.
Okay, most lightning strikes survived. And I think this is pretty relevant because we talked about Benjamin Franklin. He set up his kite experiment. It got struck by lightning or whatever he decided to conduct electricity.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He could have been struck by lightning, but he didn't. But this guy did. His name was Roy C. Sullivan. And he is the only man in the world to be struck by lightning 7 times. He was an ex-park ranger. And his attraction for... So he, like, tried to get struck by lightning, I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah. And if you know about electricity and you know what kind of materials are good conductors and you know that you need to be at the highest point during a storm, you can make it happen. You can manifest that pretty well.
Yeah. So he is manifesting. And his attraction for lightning began in 1942 when he got struck first and he lost a big toenail. It was resumed in 1969.
Worth it.
When he lost his eyebrows in July 1970. His left shoulder was seared.
This guy sounds like Mr.
April
Potato Head.
April 1972, his hair set on fire. August 1973, new hair refired and legs seared. So,
again, Mr. Potato Head. He's losing different parts of his face.
Like,
June 1976, ankle injured. And June 1977, chest and stomach burns.
That's a lot of lightning strikes for one guy.
7.
I wonder I do wonder though if it would change like somewhat change your brain chemistry.
I'm sure
like,
it doesn't help.
Electric current like going through your body.
I don't think it's good
body.
For you.
Dude, being electrocuted can't be good for
that's
you.
Fucking scary.
Okay, next one. Most watches eaten.
Watches? Like timepiece?
Yes.
People eat watches?
Well, Kim Zwang Do in 1988 ate 5 watches, the entire watch with the exception of the wristband, in 1 hour and 34 minutes. So he was a big metal eater. He ate a lot of metal.
But there's also glass and gears.
Yeah, but I feel like glass eating is like a little bit more normal than metal eating.
I don't think any of it's good for you.
Well,
if my dog ate it, I would take him to the hospital.
Yes.
I'll say that.
Yeah, but this is part of his diet. He has a metal diet. He eats up to 600 grams of metal per day.
I don't know that he's going to live that long.
I don't know if he's still alive. Estimates that he's eaten approximately 4 tons of metal in his lifetime.
Good for you.
Man, humans are capable of some amazing things, huh?
Yeah. Okay, next. And if these last few come with pictures that I want to post on Instagram. Farthest eyeball pop.
Oh, I've seen her like, on some daytime shows.
You know
shows.
Her. You've seen her. Her face is very recognizable.
I saw her on Jenny Jones. I've seen her before.
So she has the biggest eyes in the world, number one. So she has like 2 records. Kim Goodman.
They're the biggest. Also.
Biggest eyes in the world. And
she can pop them out.
Popped her eyeballs to a protrusion of 0.47 inches beyond her eye sockets. Measuring
that,
the
like,
pop.
Gives me a headache just thinking about it.
Is an exact science that has to be done by an optometrist using a device known as a proptometer. An average of 3 measurements gives the final eye-watering result.
Yo, how fun would that be? Like someone tells you a crazy story and you just like, get to do that.
Like, ooh, your eyes pop out.
Well, you know, pugs' eyes do that.
Yeah,
if you bonk
still
a pug
in the socket.
No, the pug's eyes like come out of the socket.
How do you know?
Because I know, because I had a pug.
You saw it happen.
It never happened to Pugsley, but I know that it can happen to pugs.
And you just tell them a crazy story.
And do they like dangle out of the socket?
Yeah, I think so. Whoa. Okay, next one. Longest tongue.
She's going like this.
Longest tongue I wasn't going to include until I saw the picture.
Gene Simmons.
Nick Strollborough, aka The Lick.
Ew.
Holds the Guinness Book of World Records for having the longest tongue, measuring 10.10 centimeters. Now,
what's that in American?
I have a long tongue too.
The problem is the picture.
Oh,
you know
that is a problem.
No, it's thick, but like I think my tongue is as long as that.
No, it's. I mean, you haven't introduced yourself into the world records,
tongue world.
But maybe.
I don't know if I want that to be my defining.
Do you think that's his Tinder like photo number one?
Yes. He's like, what that tongue can do.
Ew, like, whatever. Ew. They call me the lick.
Ew, the lick. It's so gross.
They've got a character like that in Sex and the City.
Ew. Okay, so the next one is the world record for spinning. This is where it's like, why? Spinning a basketball on a toothbrush for the longest duration. So this guy held a toothbrush in his mouth. And then spins the basketball around on the toothbrush.
That just means we can be in this book.
You just got to make up something
new. You could do whatever. Have you seen that guy?
Because it doesn't even have to be impressive if it's new. It's the only record.
It'll be the longest.
Yeah. Have you seen that guy on TikTok who like spins an umbrella and there's like stuff like on the umbrella? Like
no, but that sounds fun.
He'll put like a McDonald's burger like wrapped.
Why are you saying McDonald's right now? That's cool.
And then he starts spinning the umbrella and it unwraps the burger and then he like opens his mouth and it like rolls.
Oh,
it's crazy.
That sounds like something you would do.
Oh yeah. People get good at weird stuff.
Yeah, I can see you doing that. Mm. Okay. The next one I only love because of the picture. It's the world's tallest hat that was 15 feet and 9 inches tall. But like, again, you've got to look at the picture. It's unbelievable.
Oh, check it out. What kind? Wow. What style of hat?
It's just like a pig.
Whoa.
She's like a.
It's a guy. Odilon. Actually, don't know.
No, he's like a vent from like a steamboat.
It's like a
yes.
He's like a steamboat.
A smokestack.
Yeah, he's a smokestack.
I love him. He has like the perfect little like pose.
But that's what it is. I was like, he's like a steeple of a church or a smokestack from the factory.
Yeah. Like, what style hat would you like, sir? He's like. Smokestack.
Yeah. He's
from
cute.
a aircraft carrier.
I want to look like one of the giant things on the Titanic.
Yeah,
it's very Titanic. Okay. the last but not least, I saved this one for Alexis.
Thank you.
Most eggs balanced on the back of the hand.
I could have won that.
Yeah. So
on the back of the hand. We don't have any grip there.
You gotta have a big hand.
So this guy managed to balance 18 eggs on the back of his hand, equaling the record originally set by this other guy, making the two men co-holders of the record. I don't know what the other guy did.
I love that somebody did like 15 and some other guy's like, hold my beer.
I got 18.
How do I get 18, 20 on my hand?
This is what he said about it. He said, you need to have a high level of focus when attempting such a record, which is difficult to achieve. Add that to the pain and pressure your hands go through. I needed to be ready for that moment.
Wow.
Did he have like a meat tenderizer for his hands? Like, how did he get prepared? How did he train for this?
How much pressure does 18 eggs really
Not
have?
As much as you... I don't know. Doesn't I'll let you know. I'm going to try when I get home.
Okay.
I'll say that.
You let me know what you find out.
A dozen and a half. I mean, I get the dozen and a half eggs at Costco sometimes. That's a lot of weight.
I mean, I feel like I could balance probably 6.
We all have a grandiose perception of ourselves.
That's
though.
True.
I especially.
Yeah, that is very true.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shall we?
Well, yeah, none of these people did any bad things. So we got to hear about the bad things that you people do.
Yeah, Naughtykins. Ready to dive into that?
Yes.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York. It's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Hey, you guys. I kind of feel like I call you guys too much. But anyways, worst thing I've ever done. I wanted to trick my mother into thinking I was sick. And this would have been in the 80s. And I took a thermometer. And this does concern me because I always wonder what happened to my teacher, Mrs. Baker. Like, I don't know. But I wanted to pretend like I was sick. So I took a thermometer and I put it in hot water and I stuck it in the microwave. So I would have been in the 5th grade. and it exploded. Now, in the 80s, thermometers had mercury in them. So I seen this really weird material, which was mercury. Had no idea that it was poisonous, that you can't touch it. But I was like, ooh, that's interesting. Obviously, it didn't work for me not to go to school because it's way too hot. But I was like, ooh, this is really cool. So I picked it up in my hands, took it on the school bus. I played with it. All the kids seen it. When I got to school, I'm sitting there in the bleachers and all the kids are around me and I'm showing them this, you know, weird material and we're all playing with it. Well, Mrs. Baker comes up and she goes, what are you guys doing? And I go, I don't know. I just got this out of a thermometer. And she instantly scooped it up and grabbed it in her hands. And I've actually tried to figure out what happened to her because with mercury poisoning, I don't even know how poisonous it is. I kind of don't even really want to know. But, I have a lot of respect for her just grabbing that up. She didn't want to poison the kids. And anyways, the worst thing I ever did was maybe killed my teacher. All right. I love you guys. Goodbye.
Okay. So I'm going to paraphrase what just happened.
Yeah.
Just to make it super clear. So I'm not sure how thermometers are made now, but back in the day, mercury is the compound or the element that is in a thermometer that raises to show you what a temperature is.
It's a toxic metal.
And she tried to heat our caller tried to heat the mercury up via the thermometer to stay home from school, but the mom said no, the thing exploded. But then she brought like either the broken thermometer with the mercury or just the mercury to school. Somehow it ended up in the clutches of her teacher.
Yes.
And the teacher was like, I will martyr myself and handle this mercury to save the children. That's the story. But we don't know. She doesn't know if anything bad happened. But for her, this is the worst thing she's ever done.
Right. I mean, I love a worsty submission that happens when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Because it's like you accidentally do these things that are like really bad.
And you're automatically innocent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're automatically
and
you're a child.
Yeah.
Your child. I once brought a frog to school that I found.
Really?
And it was on the bus and I got in trouble. And I was like, I'm sorry. I just wanted to help because I didn't know what to do.
Well, I love that.
But I was innocent.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hurt it. I was just confused.
Yeah.
But like as an adult, I look back, I'm like, that poor frog.
What child knows about mercury and the effects of it?
I barely do.
You know, even
like, this
me.
This
is right
an education
now.
For all of us.
Yeah.
Even me right
don't
now, I'm like,
touch mercury.
I know mercury is bad, but I don't know exactly how bad. And I'm curious. And it's one of those like buttons that you're not supposed to push, but I kind of want to.
Yeah.
Find
if
out.
It was like push for mercury, you might do it.
Yeah.
I might.
Like
I
champagne,
might.
You're like,
that's the thing.
I
don't
fuck around and find out.
I don't
out.
Think you're that bad. And I think teachers, they're wildly underpaid for what they do. But I think your teacher was an amazing teacher, like most of them are, where it's like, I'm going to take this away from the kids. And if that exposes me, that's what it does. And teachers now have to be in these awful situations and school shootings. Like teachers are angels. And your teacher was being a good teacher. And you were just being a kid, to be honest.
No, I think that this is just...
I love the story, though.
It is an amazing story.
It's got a nice throwback.
Yeah. I love it. You're forgiven.
You're
perfect.
Forgiven.
We love you so much.
We love you.
Thanks for calling in.
Dearly.
Did you write a stanza for today?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Let's hear it.
This one's called George's Guinness Book World Record Attempts.
Oh.
I know it's a really unique title.
I love it.
In Seinfeld's realm, where George Costanza resides, a dream took hold, igniting his ambitious tides. He yearned to etch his name in history's grand halls to claim a record, the greatest of all. With Kramer's help, his loyal comrade and guide, they set forth on this quest side by side.
Mm.
From bizarre ideas to absurd attempts, George chased world records, defying all concepts.
Ooh.
He aimed to be the fastest eater on earth, stuffing his face and expanding his girth. Hot dogs, pizzas, and even turkey wings. He devoured them all, every tasty thing. But alas, his stomach, a formidable foe, overwhelmed poor George, a crushing blow. World records slipped through his fingers like grains of sand, yet his determination remained quite grand.
Wow.
Undeterred, he tried to amass the most handshakes, greeting strangers with smiles, no matter the stakes.
Mm.
From dawn till dusk, he extended his grip, but numbers dwindled, his defeat making him sick.
Ugh.
Next came the challenge of napping the longest, a skill he claimed in which he was the most strongest. He dozed through the meetings, nodding off at his will, but world records eluded him. A loser, he's still.
Wow.
Oh, George Costanza,
holy
your
shit, still going.
Oh, George Costanza, your pursuit was most valiant. If only you had just a speck of that talent. Though Guinness's book may not bear your name, the gods have spoken. Obscure, you'll remain.
Wow.
My God. That was beautiful.
Naps, bitch.
With no outside help whatsoever. It was very nice.
It was just all me.
Today's episode is sponsored by ChatGPT.
No, it's not. Don't let them take my thunder, you people. This is not fair.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.